It was an American disaster that was hard to believe. A giant flood and an immense fire were destroying a city of over 30,000 people simultaneously. We remember the tragic story from 125 years ago on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
On May 31, 1889, the South Fork Dam collapsed under a deluge of rain. Gregory Zabarowski says a wall of water, at times 110 feet high, hit Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
So you have this wave now, and it hits the Methodist church dead solid, and the church didn't fall. The church was made from these big stone sleepers from the old Allegheny Portage Railroad. Well, there were people huddled behind the Methodist church, and one gentleman, when the water hit the church, he yelled out and said, "We have been saved by the Methodist church."
A 7-arch bridge below the city stopped the water for a time, creating a 40-foot deep lake. Hot coals from the rubble ignited locomotive fuel, creating a fire and a flood in the same place.
Its toll was 2,209 people. 900 bodies were never found. They just disappeared. 777 bodies are buried up in the Grandview Cemetery. These were bodies that were found that could not be identified.
Bodies were found as far away as the Mississippi River.
Now, you might find that hard to believe, but I'll tell this story. There was a little baby girl who was torn from her mother's arms during the Johnstown flood. That little baby floated down the Conemaugh, down the Kiskaminetus, floated down the Allegheny. A man in Pittsburgh heard a baby crying in the Allegheny River, jumped into the river, swam out, and rescued this little baby.
The man put an ad in the newspaper, and the mother was found alive in Johnstown. It was one of the few stories that had a happy ending. Traveling the Countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.